101.3 FM and 1700 The Champ, a Cumulus Media station. Online at 1700thechamp.com. Steen on Sports is on your radio now.
Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Friday. Had to get my papers in order here. You are listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. You can check us out on Twitter at 1700 The Champ and at Steen on Sports, Facebook at 1700 The Champ, and website 1700thechamp.com. I fixed my Audacity, so I think I can start. I have like 7 shows left that I need to get on there, and I will get those done this weekend. I apologize for that. Coming on after the show tonight, where are we at? We're on Friday. It's Twins Tigers. First pitch, 6:10. You'll get Minnesota Twins coverage as soon as we come back from the top of the hour break at 6 o'clock. Enjoy some Minnesota Twins baseball. Also want to introduce the sponsors of the program: Des Moines Orthopedic, Heritage Building Maintenance, Woodman Controls, Iowa Cubs, Northwest Bank, Palmer Group, Come and Go. You'll hear some Come and Go commercials as well. And BetMGM. Glad to have BetMGM back in and going strong. I thoroughly enjoy that. Big games this weekend. We have high school football coming up tonight. We have Iowa and Michigan tomorrow early. Later in the day for Iowa State, Kansas, the K-State game next week for Iowa State at 6:30. So our first late game of the season. And from what I've seen, I'm going to check again here, weather wise, cause that's always important. You know, what's the weather going to be like? It was beautiful, last week, even a little warm to a certain extent, but it's football, man. It's football weather and we love it. And it's going to go, you're going to have some times when it's going to go away too. So let's see. So this weekend, 74 each day. Thanks to a buddy of Scott and I, we're golfing at Des Moines Golf and Country Club tomorrow. Looking forward to that. Next Saturday, high 57. Overnight low 40. So a little bit of Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, it's like 78, 80, 75. And then Thursday, Friday, Saturday are all in the mid 50s. So it's, and you never know, because you don't know with all this, I'm going to sound like, I'm not going to sound like a weatherman, barometric pressure and everything that Hurricane Ian is doing here with all of its clockwise and counterclockwise and all the, oh my goodness, what damage. You know, I have a couple of buddies. I know that they, I've coached basketball with Coach Steve for a long time at Dowling, eighth grade basketball. And I know that him and his wife used to go down to, I don't know if they still do, but used to go to Sanibel all the time. And we were on my real job. We were taking over a new building today, and we were talking, a lot of people that were there on both sides were saying how they've been down to Florida, and Fort Myers was one of their favorite things, and Sanibel, and what do you do, and what's going to happen, you know, and people are resilient, right? And we get that, but that's devastating. I mean, some of the stuff that you're seeing, and now it's moving up. It's in South Carolina right now, coming back in. And not as strong as it was, but stronger storms than what these places are accustomed to. So, that the good old saying, right? Mother Nature's undefeated. No matter if it's rain, lightning, tornadoes, hurricanes, snow, sleet, hail. I mean, everything. She's undefeated, and she's a bad gal. So you don't mess. But hopefully. It was very interesting to me to see that Tampa Bay, Kansas City was still going to play the game there. I kind of have, you know, I was trying not to be that guy who's looking at it from both sides and going, okay, see, because I think it's good for the people. Maybe it gives them It gives them a distraction, right? And for the football players and their families, the football players aren't being separated from their families and having to go to Minnesota with all the things that are going on. I don't know what the right answer is, but I think when you're looking at all things considered, I think the NFL did their due diligence. So we'll see how that goes. Guest today, David Eicholt is coming in at 5. We'll talk Iowa, Michigan. Caitlin Clark being the star of the show so far with Fox Sports football program being up there today. Talk a little bit about the Iowa, Michigan game. Looking forward, you know, I'm going to ask David and Scott and I talked about this yesterday with Iowa. Can you take this Iowa game and can you move this Iowa, you know, this Iowa Michigan game? If they win this game, what does that mean? If they lose this game, what does that mean? You know, looking forward. So all those things going on. Now here's the one thing that I can't miss today. Because it's the most important day, because today is Nana's birthday. Happy birthday, Nana. So if I am going to turn 57. So that means that Nana just turned 77, because that's our difference. And that means, is that right? 27, 22? Yep, that means that Zach is going to turn 27. Wow. But I think everybody knows that listens to this program how much I love Nana and enjoy my time with Nana. I have stories. We have some doozy stories with you. You put Nana, my wife Jennifer, and late night, maybe having a drink or two. We are a hoot. I don't think anybody else would think we're a hoot, but we're a hoot. She is. I lost my parents quite a while ago, and she has been that steady mom influence. But even more than that, she's just been. She's like one of my best friends. And happy birthday. I love you. We've been living together now for over a year. It's been fun. We do all kinds of things together. The only thing that we don't do together, we don't cook many meals anymore. I always think that's funny. People go, "Oh, you're Nana's a really good cook." Yeah, but we just don't want to take the time to cook anymore. We just get stuff, and it's more fun because then we can watch stuff. We love watching HGTV. I mean, I'm more hooked on HGTV now than anybody. And here's the other thing that I'll give a quick story about Nana too. If you want to know new stuff, she's got it. She has it. She pays attention. She told me the other day how bad this hurricane was going to be, and I poo-pooed it. And she took my poo-poo and threw it right back in my face, saying, "See, I was right." And I'm like, "I know, Nana's always right. I'm in." And if Nana's not right, then Jen's right. There's not a lot of times that Steen's right. Not very many. But she is an amazing lady, and it's a blast. I think that Jen and I being there, I think it's made Nana younger. I mean, she's just fun, and she has a story, and I can't do the story enough, but just a quick part of the story. Today is Nana's birthday that she celebrated for the first. If I'm right, Nana, if I'm wrong, that you're, I'm sure, because I'm going to be 67 or 57, so you have to be 77, and she's 77, and if you see her or see a picture of her, she looks like she's 67, which is awesome. She's been celebrating this birthday for a long time. It's actually not her real birthday. She has a story, And if I sat here on this show today and told you the story, one of two things would happen. One, you would tell me there is no way that is true. Or the second is, how come that's not a Hallmark story already? And I kind of agree with that. But one of these days, I don't know if I'll get Nana to go downstairs in the basement and we'll do a podcast with everybody, with family, and we'll talk about it. But it's a pretty cool story about finding out, you know, you were finding out that you were adopted, but finding out the story behind it and everything that it involved and having new family and knowing right away that, oh my gosh, that's my family. And even for her daughters and the husbands, and we all have gotten together at different points, you can tell it's a family. It's a really cool story, and one of these days we'll get it out there, because it needs to be told to more people, because I think it happens a lot more than what we know. And she's just a special lady, so she deserves stuff like that. So once again, love you, Nana. Happy birthday. The birthday that we've celebrated more than other birthdays. But and sorry. Hi, DJ. Didn't mean to ignore DJ. So, moving along with sports related. If you were watching the game last night, we left here last night. I went home, grabbed Jen. We went to Grand Junction with Scott and his wife and his son, and might as well be his son. And we had a really good time. We were watching this. We have Bengals fans. We have Dolphins fans. And you're watching this game, and it's a really fun game. Actually, it wasn't really fun. It was kind of boring. Both these teams, I mean, if you look at the way stuff is being played in the NFL, there's a lot of people that have a lot of different issues that they have on their teams. And even before what I'm about ready to talk about happened, we went back to, because it was still a big talking point at the beginning of the game, during the game, of Tua's game on Sunday, where they said that he had a back and an ankle injury when he got slammed to the ground, and he got up and he was shaky, and then he almost fell. One of his teammates brought him up, and you had this issue where he went off to the sideline and was supposedly checked by a neurologist and a doctor who is a and this is what happens when you have labor on, you know, management and labor. You have one that's been approved by both management and by the football team, the football players, not the football team, the football players. Looked over to him and said that he didn't have concussion problems. He had a back and ankle problem. Okay, looking at when he sat, I mean, so they're showing this leading up to what we'll talk about in a second. And you can see when he got hit, he was down, he kind of got up, he's sitting up, legs straight, and he's kind of shaking his head. He gets up and he staggers, and then he staggers again, and they help him, and they help him to the sideline. And here's where my thought process is on all of this. And this goes to the Los Angeles Chargers and their head coach, Coach Staley, as well. Right now in the NFL, if you do not have a qualified quarterback, and there's a bunch of teams in the NFL that do not, if you do not have a qualified quarterback, you can't win games in the NFL. And if that is the truth, then when you have a quarterback in the NFL, this is game three last weekend. This weekend coming up is this game that they played last night was game four. When that statement is true more than any other statement that's out there, the quarterback is the most important position on the football field. And if you have one, then by gosh, you better be taking care of him. So here's the deal. So they had two doctors that said they looked him over and they didn't think he had a concussion, but they had he had a back issue and an ankle issue. I don't know how a back issue and an ankle issue makes you hold your helmet, hold your head, and stagger around. If that is your guy, then if I'm the owner of the Miami Dolphins, and this is the game before, this was the game that was on Sunday. If I'm the owner, I'm calling down and saying, no way is the one thing that we have that can make us win football games is going back in after that. Let's be cautious and see what happens. We're in game three. Game three. They were 2-0. And it's game three. If I'm the general manager, I'm calling down. All right? No way. This game, games 15, 16, and 17 mean just as much as games 1, 2, and 3. We need a healthy quarterback. He's our franchise. That's why we're paying him what we're paying him. He's not going back in. The coach should take a look at that and say, listen, game 3 of a 17-game schedule is not something that you do to let somebody go back out there that your star person who you need to have goes back out. And at every single point there, just on the NFL, on the owners of the team and the coach and the general manager, they failed. I think the NFL failed. I think they need to realize that these are the things that people come on and watch and all of that. They failed. And last night, it continued. Something's got to give. It's not working. And I think after last night, I know the mistrust of the of management and Players Association are out of whack now. There's a lot going on. We're going to continue with this. We'll talk a little bit more about that. Then we'll talk about the game as well. You're listening to Steen on Sports, 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Here's a look at traffic on 101.3 and 1700 The Champ. Nothing's off limits. Join the conversation now on Twitter at Steen on Sports. 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody, once again. Happy Friday. Hope everybody had a great day. It's getting to be that time. Drive safely home. A lot of crazy, crazy stuff. Really, really bad accident on the way home last night. I was going home to pick up Jen to go to Grand Junction. I'm usually home by 6:15. I got there at like 7:15. A lot of backed up traffic. Really nasty. Just be careful, folks. Everybody wants to get home safe, and it's kind of the most important thing, I do believe. You can check us out on Twitter. It's at Steen on Sports and at 1700 The Champ. Facebook's at 1700 The Champ as well. You're going to get Twins and Tigers tonight. Then you are going to get UNI Indiana State tomorrow, 3 o'clock pregame. And then Sunday you're getting Vikings Saints. That's an 8 o'clock pregame. And then you're going to have Commanders, Cowboys, Broncos, Raiders, Chiefs, Buccaneers, early afternoon, nighttime, and then Monday night is Rams, 49ers. There's some big games. Broncos, Raiders is a huge game. Rams at 49ers is a huge game. The Vikings at the Saints is a huge game. It's a huge game for the Vikings to keep the momentum going. So looking forward to all that. This segment of the show will be brought to you by Northwest Bank. 2 locations in Ankeny, 1 in West Des Moines, a new branch in Ames, 3 locations in Omaha, many, many more across the state. They got you covered on the bank part of it. The most important part of it is commitment that you can bank on. And that is their saying, and that is what they do. And the commitment is the commitment to you, the person that's walking in and seeing what you need. They're going to take care of a multitude of things. They can take care of your personal, your business, your mortgage, agriculture. It is Iowa. It's a big deal. Wealth management, retirement, and private banking as well. They'll take care of all of that. And the way they're going to do it is they're going to try to figure out what you need, and they're going to do the best they can to service those needs so you don't have to worry about your banking. That's what I want. I don't want to worry about my banking. I just know it's there and it's working and I'm good to go. And I'm extremely happy, but they even take that many, many steps further than that to make sure that you're satisfied as much as possible. So once again, Northwest Bank, member FDIC, it's awesome. Since day one, they've been a part of this program. So that is extremely appreciated by me and all the people that we have on the show. Once again, we have David Eicholt talking Iowa Hawkeyes at 5. And then we have Brendan Stiles, B. Stiles, coming in at 5:21. He's got a bunch of things that he wants to talk about. And we'll let both of those guys get in here and get her done and talk and get you ready for the weekend. A big weekend. You have early game. You have Iowa, Michigan's huge game. And then a huge game in the Big 12, a resurrected Kansas program, 4-0, 3-1 Iowa State. The loser of this game, I mean, you have work to do, especially if it's Iowa State going 0-2, 1-1 and Kansas being 1. And then, you know, you can move on from there and you see it. There's going to be a lot of tough games in the Big 12 this year. So looking forward to some football Saturday. I get a little golfing in the morning and get to watch football in the evening. So excited about that. To finish up on talking after. So with all of that said and said, a lot of talk last night while Tua was playing in the football game is, was this the right choice? Did they make the right thing? And you get all the answers from the Miami Dolphins upper management. Listen, he passed everything that we were supposed to, you know, all the things, all the protocols passed. Coach McDaniels is saying, listen, we sit and we talk and we go through plays and we go through strategy and we go through, countdown on, what you're looking for. And he was just boom, 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 boom. And I get all of that. When you went back and you looked over the film and you saw everything, you saw him get hit. You saw him kind of hold his head when he got up. You saw him walk a little bit and then kind of look like he was going to fall. And the guys kind of picked him up and he was kind of woozy. I get, yes, in testing and doing that. Listen, here's the one thing that you know about football players. Football players want to play football. Football players don't like being hurt. Football players don't like being on the sideline. Football players, in order to be a football player, you have to be wired differently. And they're wired to say, I'm playing football. You know, property management, we're not wired to, if I am ill and can't move or I'm staggering around, you know, it's not even a second thought. You know, okay, I'm not going in. I don't want to get other, you know, no matter what. This is your franchise that you have said, this is your franchise quarterback. Was it the right thing to, and here's a very important part too. When you've had something like that happen, maybe if it was his back, when you look at that, I'd be hard pressed to tell me, and you have a lot of people coming on TV that you would be hard pressed to tell me that that he was stumbling and doing that because his back was sore or his ankle was sore. And then you're gonna fly on an airplane, changing pressure and all that in an airplane. I mean, all this seems really strange to me. But once again, getting back to that keyword, he's their franchise quarterback. After last night, and seeing what we all saw on TV, and right when, you know, it was very interesting because when you saw it in full speed, it didn't look that bad. But when they slowed it down a couple of times, it did. Scott, being a Miami Dolphins fan, he's like, man, that almost looked like roughing. And I'm like, he just kind of spun him around and it didn't like bang hit it. Like, it's like he took him and threw him down and he kind of was making wedges in the grass. And you saw everybody kind of get up and get away and walk away. And then you saw him, they rolled, but you saw his hands. And we couldn't hear everything that was on the TV. So, I mean, you become instant doctors now because you have the internet And that is when your hands and your fingers are doing stuff like that, it's a neurological reaction to trauma to your neurological system. And they took the precautions like they're supposed to. And the next thing you know, they say, hey, he's checked out. He has a concussion. They didn't even say he had. I don't think they said last night he had a concussion. I think they said that this morning. If I'm wrong, I apologize. But they said he was going to fly home with the team. Once again, I'm thinking concussion and all that. Do you really want pressure changes and all that stuff? It seemed weird. And you come out today and the Players Association is thinking about they want the NFL to open up investigation on if things are being followed. And for the Miami Dolphins, and sorry for this, Scott, and we kind of talked about this last night, the NFL and the Players Association and just a little bit of everybody has really weird feelings and stuff about the Miami Dolphins because of everything that's happened in the last couple of years. You know, sometimes you don't know if they're telling the truth or not telling the truth. Did this stuff really happen or didn't it happen? Did they tank? Did they do this? Did they do it? I mean, have all these things. I don't think there's a lot of trust between the Players Association and the Miami Dolphins. I think at times there's not a lot of trust between the NFL office and the Miami Dolphins. But I'm not so sure that there's not trust between the Miami Dolphins and the doctor staff and the staff. It seems messy. And I don't know what it is, but when you see something like that happen and people like, oh, you know, he has to get through concussion protocol, maybe he'll be able to start practicing. He was not moving and his hands were doing things that you can't make your hands do unless you're having a neurological, I don't want to call it a seizure, but it's a neurological muscle reaction to head trauma. And it gets back to me again. And I keep going back there, and I'm sorry for going back there. He's your franchise quarterback. And from what everybody says in the NFL, if you don't have one, you don't have a way to become a winning football team consistently. Why are you rushing him back? Why would you want to rush him back? And you sit here and you look through this. Now, the New England Patriots are very well known for not wanting to discuss or put out until the last possible moment injury reports because they just don't want people to know. And, you know, when Tom Brady was there and Bill Belichick and they're winning Super Bowls and you can sit here and people will say to you, you guys are just jealous because you're not winning Super Bowls. Okay, now they don't win anything and they're still doing the same stuff. And people are going to just have to start saying, hey, you know what? You guys aren't what you used to be. So quit thinking that you can still do the same thing. They finally said that Mac Jones does not have the ability to start this weekend. They kept him. They had him in pads and a helmet throwing behind a screen. And nobody that was seeing it, because there were people that were filming it, said he ever walked. He just stood in that thing so you couldn't see. There was no way in Hector that he was playing this weekend, but because they're the New England Patriots, by golly, they were going to keep it as secret and as long as they possibly could to not give the team that they're playing that it's going to be Brian Hoyer and not Mac Jones. Okay. And if you're a New England Patriot fan, I get it. They're doing what they can. Their job is to win football games, and I understand that. I have more trouble with what the Miami Dolphins did than I do what the New England Patriots have done, probably have gotten away with much more. I just don't, I want somebody to explain to me if it is so important. And when you look at the NFL and you look at the standings for the NFL, and if it's that important to have a quarterback, And it seems to me that it is, because you have 12. You have 16 teams in each. I'm just going to give you a number, and I'm going to including Tua in this. So there's 3. When he comes back from whatever suspension that he's on, there's 4. There's 5. There's 6, 7, 8. 9. In the AFC, there's 9. And that's not, I didn't count Russell Wilson and I didn't count Derek Carr. So that you could get to 11. So 11 of 16 teams have a quarterback. In the NFC, Philadelphia, yes. The Cowboys, yes. The Giants, no. The Commanders, no. The Vikings, yes. The Packers, yes. The Bears, no. The Lions, up in the air. Tampa Bay, yes. Carolina, no. The Saints, no. The Falcons, no. The Rams, yes. The San Francisco 49ers, if you listen to everybody, no. The Seattle Seahawks, no. If you listen to everybody, the Arizona Cardinals, no. So there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 11 of the 16 teams in the NFC do not have one. A little bit more in the AFC. So if you have one, you better be protecting them. And that was one of the big talking points this weekend, this week during the radio. Because the New York Giants are 2-1. I mean, I think you couldn't be a falser 2-1. But they have Daniel Jones. And Daniel Jones, everybody's saying, well, Daniel Jones is a bust. Daniel Jones is not a quarterback. I'm not so sure that, see, that you have to remember that Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen, there's two. They came into situations that those teams took care of them, had them understudy, had them do all these things. Those two, if they got thrown into a team that was in, the New York Giants have not had a good draft, a good coach, or a good quarterback for 12 years. If you threw Patrick Mahomes and you threw Josh Allen on teams like that, are they as good as they are? They don't have Andy Reid. He didn't get to play behind a really good quarterback that Kansas City had that led them to the playoffs. You know, you're looking at that, and I don't know what you do. I look at Daniel. The New York Giants never gave Daniel Jones a chance. The Washington Commanders never give their quarterbacks a chance. It took a lot for the Philadelphia Eagles to give Jalen Hurts a chance. I mean, the Chicago Bears, they made this draft pick and they don't even let him throw the football. The Detroit Lions have Jared Goff. There were times in that football game last week that Jared Goff looked really, really good until he didn't help them win a football game. The Green Bay Packers are set. I think the Minnesota Vikings, I think you're going to see Kirk Cousins have a great year. I think the years that he's had, the last four or five, have more to do with Mike Zimmer than it does to do with Kirk Cousins. And then I think the Rams with Matthew Stafford, Sean McVay knew he needed a quarterback, and they went out and got him. And they're winning with him. The 49ers, Jimmy Garoppolo's not the answer. I don't think anybody thinks Trey Lance is the answer. The Seattle Seahawks have no answer. And the Arizona Cardinals, I think their coach might be worse for the quarterback. And everybody's saying that Kyler just, he can't be a system quarterback. He runs around. He does too much stuff. He doesn't have a choice. Where's he getting his knowledge? Put Kyler Murray with Andy Reid and tell me that Kyler Murray isn't a Pro Bowl player. I'm not buying it to tell me that he's not. General manager, no, president of the team, general manager, coach, quarterback. Man, if you don't have all four of those, I don't know how you win football games. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 Champ AM.
You're listening to Steen on Sports. Join the conversation on Twitter at Steen on Sports. 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Last segment of this first hour, Friday. Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day. Live on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. You can check us out on Twitter at Steen on Sports at 1700 The Champ and Facebook's at 1700 The Champ. Oh, what do we have here? We have Twins Tigers. They're in Detroit. Tomorrow you have UNI Indiana State. And then Sunday you have Vikings Saints early from London. Commanders, Cowboys, Broncos, Raiders, Chiefs, Buccaneers. And Monday night is Rams 49ers. This segment will be brought to you by Palmer Group. Palmer Group was founded in 1998, whose goal was to change the dynamic by serving both clients and candidates. Company purpose, making lives better, gives employers even more ways to be engaged. Currently, there are over 500 jobs open in accounting and finance, admin, customer service, construction, engineering, manufacturing, information technology, mortgage banking. It's getting candidates and companies on the same page to make things happen. It's a way to find, if you're out there and you're looking for a job, they do a lot of the legwork for you and makes it easier for you to find that right job, that perfect fit for you job. They can help you with your resume. They can help you with answering interview questions. You can go through some interview question sessions with them. It's very important. They see a lot of people. They see a lot of the same resumes. It's who can sit in a room and make their case for why they should hire them better than everybody else. And being at ease and calm and confident in what you are speaking about is one of the big things. And trust me, when you're mass doing these things, people look at resumes. And if the resumes don't look good or aren't grammatically correct or anything like that, it's an easy way. If they're looking at 20, it's an easy way to get it down to 12, 13, 14 if resumes are bad. I mean, that's the first thing they see. The second thing is a call to set up interview and just have a quick talk. If you're not paying attention, you're not doing it in the correct way, if you're not being helpful, if you're not being attentive, that could stop you from getting to. And then you have the actual time to go in there and interview. They're going to help you try to find that perfect fit job for you. And it's a lot easier when you have help. Palmer Group, very nice to have them be a part of the program. So many things going on this weekend. There's not a ton of great. I'm pulling the scores up right now for college football. Hold on just a second. There's not a lot of outstanding games this weekend. I think there's some good games. Out there tonight, you get number 15, Washington is, at UCLA. BYU, beat Utah State the other night. Then you jump in Saturday morning. First game out of the chute is Michigan, Iowa, a 4-0 Michigan team, a 3-1 Iowa team. Both are 1-0 in the Big Ten. That's a big game. Kentucky, Ole Miss, big game. You have Oklahoma, TCU. Oklahoma's only a 5.5-point favorite right now. And I've said this is the peak. This would be the pick for me for the weekend. I'll talk to David Eichold about this at 5. We'll talk to B Styles at 5:21. 10.5 points in Kinnick Stadium doesn't happen very often, and that's almost a no-brainer pick there. Over under 42, that's a little bit more tough. If you glance, that would be the first thing you'd say, oh my gosh, I'm taking the under, because neither one of these teams score, but you just don't know what's going to happen. Kentucky at Ole Miss. Ole Miss is a 6.5-point favorite. That's an interesting game. You have Purdue, Minnesota. Purdue's 2-2, 0-1 in the Big Ten. Minnesota's 4-0, 1-0 in the Big Ten. You have Texas Tech and K-State. I think that's going to be a tougher game than what it sounds like. Oregon State, Utah. Oregon State's a 10.5-point favorite. Alabama, Arkansas. Alabama's a 17-point favorite. Do you think there's a shot? Arkansas likes to run the ball. Do you think there's a shot that Arkansas can keep that under 17? The over-under is 61. The over-under on the, you know, just to do another a Big Ten game, the over-under on the Purdue-Minnesota game is 52. Iowa, Michigan is 42. It's 10 points. Rutgers, Ohio State. It's at Ohio State. I don't think that's a big game. Then you have another big game, Oklahoma State at Baylor. I think Baylor can give Oklahoma State a lot of issues, but man, Oklahoma State,
Sanders, their quarterback, already has 916 yards passing and 10 touchdowns. That's pretty incredible. 1-3 Northwestern goes to play Penn State. They're 4-0. Wake Forest and Florida State, number 22 versus number 23. That's a big game. Texas A&M, number 17 Texas. Check this line out. Number 17 Texas A&M, 3-0, 1-0 in the SEC, travels to Mississippi State. Mississippi State is a 4-point favorite. Georgia, Missouri. Georgia is a 29-point favorite. Man, that's a lot of points. North Carolina State at number 10 is at number 5, Clemson. Clemson's a touchdown favorite. Over-under on that game is 45. I mean, Clemson usually puts 45 up on their own. That's a crazy thing. That's kind of Stanford, Oregon. That game is a Oregon by 17. USC's by 25.5 over Arizona State. Arizona State is in a world of hurt right now. There's some games. If you could have teams that other teams don't think have a shot play well. I mean, can Arkansas hang with Alabama? I think they can. You also have a Washington UCLA game. That's only a 2.5-point game. So that'll be interesting. What else do we have here? I was looking to see what the Iowa State one is as of today. LSU Auburn is an interesting game too. They're both 3-1. It's at Auburn. LSU is an 8-point favorite. I don't know if I have enough trust in Brian Kelly to say that's going to come true. I really don't. Okay. My radio kicked on. Sorry. It was an advertisement on CBS. So Iowa State, Kansas, somebody asked me about that today. Well, B-Sox asked me when I came in today. He goes, what's the bigger difference? Or which one can you not trust? The Michigan with the 10.5 points and what the over-under is, or the Kansas game and what the over-under is? And that's a very interesting thing. Kansas hasn't played a defense like Iowa State. And I think that matters. And I don't know if they've played a team that's as talented as Iowa State, but that type of quarterback gives Iowa State a lot of issues. So that one's going to be interesting to see what happens. Once again, so which one of those makes the biggest thing? So there is no way that I think that Michigan is 10.5 points better than Iowa. So that was the first thing I told B. I'm like, it's not happening. And I'm probably perfectly fine with that over under number that's there. So then if I go down here to, got to get down here to later in the day here. Yeah, if I'm a Texas A&M fan, I am scared to death about that game. I wouldn't like that game. West Virginia, Texas, another one. They're in Texas. Texas is only a 9-point favorite in that game at home. I think that is crazy talk. I don't get it. I don't see it, and I don't get how they think that is where that game should be. I know these guys know what they're doing, right? And they have reasons that they set these things. They're not setting them because that's what they think. They're setting them to see who they can get to go on either side. And I understand that, and it's always going to be the way it is, but it's just some of these point spreads, when you're looking at them, you're just like, there is no way that is the correct one right now. It is Iowa State is a 3-point favorite. Over under is 59. I think it's probably going to be more than that. That's a much tougher line, and that's what I told B. I think the Iowa State Kansas is a tougher bet. What you're going to bet on. So you got that. David Eicholt is coming in here. You're listening to Steen on Sports 101.3 FM.
Here's a look at traffic on 101.3 and 1700 The Champ.